Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Thanks again for all the birthday wishes online and otherwise. We took pretty good care of that cake.
Oh, yeah.
What cake? It's gone.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. It was a disappearing cake.
Yes, it was.
That is a birthday cake to me, is a yellow cake with chocolate icing.
Amen, sister.
That's what my mom always made me growing up, and that's just where my mind goes.
Yeah, my mom always made me banana cake.
Really? Oh, that's cool.
And I've not had...
With what kind, like vanilla frosting kind of
thing? Yes.
Yeah, man,
sort
those are
like
good.
Sort of like a cream cheese frosting kind of thing.
Oh, no. Well, so the kind you would do for like a carrot cake.
Like a carrot cake.
Yeah. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I love... It's not cake, but banana bread is one of my favorite things. I think if you made it cakey, it would be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I love a good spice cake, carrot cake, banana cake.
Yeah.
Trying to think of any cake I don't like. Mm. I can't think of a single cake I don't like.
Not a big fan of the chocolate cake.
Same.
Yeah, don't put no coconut on
it. That was my mom's specialty. Evidently, she made a great German chocolate cake.
Really?
But I didn't.
Yeah, and Phoebe made that for her a couple times, right?
She said, I'll never do it again because it was so hard.
Yeah.
Phoebe's a really good baker, and she made a German chocolate cake for my mom, and she's like, that's the last one she's going to get.
So, I got a question. How did it get called a German chocolate cake? Like, where's the coconut connection to Germany?
Yeah, me.
Let's look it up.
That's a... Never in my life I'd have had that thought. Now I'm thinking, wait a minute. Is that a more modern invention? Like German-Americans, maybe?
Maybe.
I can't imagine they had many coconuts in Germany back in the day.
The dessert has no connection to Germany.
Oh, well, there you go.
Its name is misleading. It was actually invented by an American who developed a sweet baking chocolate for the Baker's Chocolate Company in 1852.
Okay. So that's just they needed a name.
His name was Samuel German. Okay.
It's a dude's name.
No. That can't be. That's silly.
They should have called it a Samuel cake.
Yeah.
Samuel chocolate.
I learned something today.
Me too. I think the whole audience did.
Because I think every one of us thought, oh, it's Germany. Like, yeah.
No, carrot cake doesn't have carrots in it. It was just invented by Tommy Carrot.
Except that it actually does.
This time of year reminds me, Wheels, when I worked on the farm at Losh's. It was so glorious. I mean, it was hard work, and back then I hated it, but in hindsight, it was great. And on the weekends, we would get a couple thousand people coming out for the fall festival, and we'd have pumpkins and, just the whole bit. And every year, we would build a maze out of hay bales. And so one year, the kids were coming out, and they were scratched, and they said, there's a demon in there.
Uh-oh.
And they were for real bleeding. And so me and my friend had to go in there and see if there were any like hay bale wires sticking out or something.
Demons?
It was a farm cat. So there's a farm cat sitting in there just waiting for kids to walk by and smacking them.
That's a mean kitty.
Yeah.
That cat's like, get out of my house.
And then another time when I was a grown-up, because I had Nick, so I'm 32, 33, Nick's about 33, and we went over there with my dad, and that's when my dad had Alzheimer's, but he was still like he could get out and, go places, and so we went there, and we're buying like pumpkins or something, and Nick goes, look, Daddy, Grandpa's getting in the maze, and I turn around, and my dad's on his hands and knees crawling into the maze. And that was worse than the cat. We had to go in after him, and he was wily.
Was he just navigating?
Oh, he was just going through like a spider monkey.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I got to say, I like how Dave's mind made the connection there when he was like, I was a grown-up because Nick was there.
Yeah, I really do.
That's how you're like categorizing right. Well, the period you know, of time.
If Nick wasn't there, well, I wasn't a grown-up yet.
No, I really was. I was like, 23 or 33?
That's definitely how I judge time, though.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.